Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There are Jews who say the preparations are made for the next Jewish temple in Jerusalem. And actually, they could reinstitute the divine services today. That's the headline. In one moment, Rabbi Yoel Karin will join me to give more information about the Jews that are ready for the temple in Jerusalem to be rebuilt today.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, there's going to be a temple that's going to be built as well. Update us, what's the latest on the preparations to build that temple on that very controversial piece of real estate?
Over the past year, there's been quite a shift. There haven't been a lot of new vessels and things like that being created because, quite frankly, most of it's done. What we're seeing right now is the shift in the consciousness and the way that people, the average Jew on the street and politicians are relating to the temple now. People are preparing their minds and their bodies now like they never have before. They're preparing for the temple with their feet by walking up to the Temple Mount itself. And that's where the real change has come this year.
All the implements needed to operate the temple, the training of the priest who will be those serving at the temple, every item needed to build that building, it's basically in place.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's happening right now. Now, of course, there are a few things that are not ready that we can't just create out of thin air, like the ashes of the red heifer. There are only a few sacrifices, parts of the sacrificial service, that can be done without those ashes. A great many of offerings and sacrifices cannot be brought until we get those ashes and purify a new generation of Kohanim, of priests. Right now, we have everything we need in place. If we had the political, the physical ability to walk up there and do it, we could reinstitute the divine service today.
Rabbi Yoel Karin, with that report about the Jews being ready to rebuild the temple. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
When Jesus comes back to the earth, he will build a temple in Jerusalem. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12 says that Jesus will return to Jerusalem and there build a temple. Verse 13 says that Jesus will rule and reign from that temple forever. However, before the temple of Jesus there in Jerusalem, there will be a tribulation temple. Daniel, the ancient Jewish prophet, made that statement in Daniel 9, verse 27. Jesus confirmed Daniel's prophecy, Matthew 24, 15. The Apostle Paul restated the promise of a temple during the tribulation period. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. And John the Revelator also foretold of a temple during the tribulation period in Jerusalem. That's Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. By the way, as you've already heard on this broadcast, all the preparations have been made. Everything is ready for that next temple. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...